breakout single from last year during the damn pandemic when it's at its height. Aaron Jones from Seattle, that is Take Me Away. We're going to do another one in a second because it's one of our precious little two for Tuesdays.
Oh, how about that?
And how are you, Kevin, sir?
I'm good.
Welcome to the lovely KLOS studios.
How are you?
You know, fair to Midland.
Fair to Midland?
Yeah, Tuesday. I mean, you know. Can just get this over with and get home.
Well, we can't get this over with until we talk about male breastfeeding.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, adult male breastfeeding.
I'm glad you clarified.
Asian spiders.
Oh, no. Yeah, you were telling me a little bit about this. This is terrifying.
This is terrifying, and I don't like it.
It's on these United States shores, too.
Correct.
Nope. Get out of here.
Just sort of started coming to America. Nonsense. The first job you were fired from.
Fun.
Gonna ask you about that.
Nice.
Because my first and second jobs I got fired from, both.
Oh, really?
It wasn't just my first job. It was also the first job I got fired from.
Oh, man. Yeah. I quit after 3 days, my first job.
Quitting is
16,
different. Do
yes.
we want to include quitting?
No, I like fired.
Fired. Okay, yeah,
that's more fun.
All right, good.
It took me a little longer before I got fired.
We're going to talk to our computer expert about the metaverse.
Oh, is that Diane? Diane's going to call?
Diane, yes. Diane is going to call. That's
good,
correct.
Good, cool.
In L.A. traffic, with robots, with delivery robots, sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
Have you seen them out there yet on the roads?
I've seen pictures. I've not seen them on the road.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, man. What's going to stop you from, I guess there's ways to, but picking them up and throw them in your truck and taking off, man. Woo!
Yeah, I assume so. But then there's codes that you have to put in,
sure,
I think.
Sure, but I mean, I got a shotgun. Sure, that should open it.
Sure. You with a shotgun is not frightening at all.
No.
Not even a little bit. And our high-low game is up to $1,100.
That is correct, sir.
And that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
I mean, really, it shouldn't come as any surprise that Taylor there, the Pretty Reckless, is able to make a witch costume look amazing.
Yeah.
Holy cow, did you see the picture she posted for Halloween?
I did.
As a witch.
Yep.
And your general reaction was?
Damn.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Damn. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Breastfeeding my boyfriend is a thing. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's a bizarre Channel 4 documentary, which is in England.
Right.
And a Korean-born Tip and his partner Button.
What?
Tip and Button.
Tip and Button. Okay. I saw them on Vaudeville.
Who now live in the U.S.
Long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Do not see adult breastfeeding as a fetish. I feel like maybe it is.
Yeah. Or lunch. You know,
sure.
But it's a different kind of lunch. It's an alternative lunch.
This is how it's described. Those who tuned in were left horrified when Tip was seen lying across Button's lap on the sofa and latching on.
I'm so thirsty. Why?
The pair went on to say how they initially discovered there was a community for adult breastfeeding after they created a video, which they shared on an online porn site. Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Well, porn site. Yeah. I mean, you know, but it's not a fetish.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't it be on, like, National Geographic if it was normal?
I mean, it sounds like...
Sort of regular.
It sounds like they interpret fetish as a bad thing.
Right.
For them to say that.
You're right. Because nice, like, well, catch.
No,
that's,
it's ridiculous.
Good. Yeah, it's just who cares? I mean, but it's weird. But I mean,
right, but
yeah,
it's not for me, but okay.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Since then, the clip has been viewed over 300,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
With Tip explaining, this is the dude, I kind of figured people would get the wrong idea about it.
So I put it up. I was excited to film it and put it up.
But in general, people really get what we're trying to convey.
Do they?
What are you trying to convey?
Why?
And what's the wrong idea they could get? I mean, it is what it is. That's it.
I guess one has to ask, is he absolutely and for sure milking out? I mean, is it really paying off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
No.
We decided to share our adult nursing relationship, which is what they call it. Adult nursing. Because it's such a big part of our lives. People think it's a sex life thing, but it's part of our real lives. It's part of our relationship.
You know, when someone likes to do something odd or weird, and then they claim, oh, no, I'm not doing anything weird. This is just me.
Right,
you
sure.
know, generally, that's not really the case.
So clearly, they have issues with this, which is odd,
yeah.
because they like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it ran them into a whole bunch of other people who do, so that's
correct,
nice for them.
Yes.
And, wait, do they have parties where they all...
I didn't see any mention of parties.
Right.
They do live in the U.S., though, so do you want me to do
USA,
some more research?
Yeah, let's USA. Let's go find them. USA.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
I'm not a fan of spiders.
What?
I always made fun of people who were afraid of spiders until I got bit by a brown recluse last 2-3 years ago.
Man, oh man.
And it took 6 months.
Dude.
And I had to have a skin graft.
And you still have a lovely scar on
I
the
will
back
for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Dang. So yeah. So much for mocking spider haters.
I used
fearers,
to just laugh. Arachnophobe. Come on, they're so good for everything. They're good for the environment. They're good. They kill smaller pests.
Now you think they suck.
I want to kill all of them.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm going down this rabbit hole. So Arachnophobia, the film, or any movie with spiders in it before... They probably didn't bother you at all?
Or? I don't remember watching any of them. I wasn't scared of spiders.
But
before.
Now if you were to watch that film...
I would have nightmares.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable.
A large spider native to East Asia has spun its thick golden web on power lines, porches, and vegetable patches all over Georgia this year.
That is horrifying.
They are known to be in Japan, China, Korea, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've made it to the U.S.
Oh, fabulous. That's neat.
Now they
That's
have
what
made
we need.
It to the U.S.
Hey.
A lot of the homeowners are very upset by this.
Why?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, these pictures are insane. Where can you see these pictures? Because they're
I'll post one on Kevin's Lego.
Okay, cool.
In Winterville, Georgia, Will Hudson's front porch became unusable amidst an abandoned abundance of Joro, that's what they call the spiders, webs, which can be 10 feet deep. The web. 10 feet deep.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No. I cannot.
That's insane.
That's horrible.
He estimated.
Why do they have to make such a big web? What are they trying to catch? An elephant?
That's their thing, yes. I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe they eat elephants. Who knows? He estimated that he's killed more than 300 of them on his property.
How big are they?
About 3 inches across.
Where are they getting all this web material?
The brown recluse that bit me was much smaller, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah, they don't. Wow. They're silk producers.
Common in Japan, China, Korea, and Taiwan, the females have colorful yellow, blue, and red markings on their body. It's a ruse. They want to kill you.
Are they poisonous?
No.
Oh.
They are poisonous.
Right.
But they won't bite you unless they're seriously...
Unless you're in there hacking away at their damn web creations.
Unless you're putting their lives in danger, they will.
With a chainsaw.
But that's what happened to me is I laid on top of one.
Right. So he thought you were threatening
him. Yes, of course I was.
You're trying to suffocate me with your stupid sleeping body. So I will bite it.
He destroyed me every way he could.
Yeah. Well, he did a good job.
So apparently since 2014, they've been there, but experts agree that their numbers have exploded.
Oh, that's just neat.
You know what else I was told? Brown recluses aren't in Southern California. Ha!
Who said that?
How about that? Everyone, when I had a brown recluse bite, they're not in California. I was like,
you imagined it.
I have a huge scar on my back that says different.
Why would they tell you that anyway? What's the point of saying that?
I don't know.
People are so weird.
I don't know.
No, those don't exist. Nope, not here.
They are considered not a threat to humans or dogs and cats, but they will bite if threatened.
And I mean, you know, just the whole, like, this beginning of Indiana Jones when he's going through the spider webs is bad.
Nope.
Bad enough, let alone when they're on his back. But I mean, just clearing those spider webs always is fairly effective in
the
movie.
Even little tiny spider webs.
Yeah.
When you walk outside and it hits you in the face, it's
my
God.
Just that feeling and that little sticky, hell. But 10 feet thick.
Deep. Yes.
How dare they?
Yes.
Who do they think they are?
I interviewed Debbie Gilbert, who's 67. She says, I'm not waiting to find out. I've adopted a zero tolerance policy for spiders around my home in Georgia.
Yeah.
And she says, I don't advocate killing anything. I live in peace with all spiders around here and everything else. But these don't belong here. That's all. And I agree with her.
Hey, well, yeah, but
these don't belong here.
They've come to this great country for a new opportunity. And how dare you, ma'am? How dare you?
I will stomp on their asses as quickly as I can.
From the beautifully titled album Love at First Sting.
Oh, great.
Scorpions.
Great.
Your favorite topic.
Scorpions, I don't hate.
Yet. Don't say that.
I've been stung by scorpions.
Oh, and you forgive them.
Yeah, sure. I don't have a permanent scar from them.
Ah, you're right. Yeah,
let's give away some money.
Yeah, let's give away some cash.
We have $1,100 in our high-low game, which is powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. And you also instantly win Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets.
You are for sure going to go to that show.
If you're caller 13, you need to pick a nut at 818-955-KLOS. You need to pick a number between 0 and 95, and if you can hit it right on the number, you'll get $1,100. The last guess was 8, which was too low.
Too low, too low. So get higher, baby, get higher.
818-955-KLOS. It's KLOS High Low Game. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Ben, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes way.
It is a fact.
Oh, my gosh. I have been trying for weeks on end.
Have you been paying attention to previous guesses? I mean, there's only been one this time, but...
Unfortunately, I didn't catch the last guess.
Damn it!
Well, I can tell you. The last guess was 8... And it was too low.
Figured.
So a number between 0 and 95, your guess would be?
Let's go with my lucky number, 27.
27. Damn, not so lucky anymore. You know, you should take that number out back and beat it up.
Too low.
Probably, yeah.
Kick that number's ass.
27 is too low. But you got tickets to see Evanescence and Hailstorm just for playing the game.
Thanks, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with LA Kings tickets this hour.
That's right. Very cool.
Coming up a little bit later.
A 4-pack, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct.
Very cool.
Sluggo and I were having a conversation yesterday off the air about all the times we've been fired. And we both have been fired a lot.
Deservedly so.
That's a thing. The first job I got, I was fired from.
Yeah, what was your first job?
Newspaper delivery.
Wow, you're a newspaper boy.
Yes.
You were throwing newspapers to the folk in the morning.
Yes, and I threw a newspaper through a huge plate glass window. Complete accident, but just hightailed it out of there.
Oh, you did? You just took off.
Oh, of course.
And they're not going to figure out what came through the window.
Right, because it is inside their living room now.
Really. I got to say, it must have been a satisfying crash, though. That sound is something
it
I like.
It wasn't. I like it, too. But it wasn't because I wasn't expecting it.
Right,
and it was early, and you have to get up and crack a bass to take those.
Yeah. So how many days had you been doing that job on your little bicycle?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months.
Oh, 4 or 5 months.
Maybe. Then I got fired.
Yeah.
And then the second job I had, my brother quit and said that I could take his job if I wanted. It was a construction job.
Okay.
And you had to scrape the cement off the floor of every apartment.
Right.
In a 200 apartment complex.
Oh.
So all had the exact same floor plan. So you'd go in one.
Right.
Scrape the cement off of it. Go in another. Same floor plan.
Sure.
It was just soul crushing.
Right.
So we went upstairs into one of the apartments and we started playing baseball with a 2x4 and a little wad of
cement.
Yes.
What could go wrong with that?
And we got caught doing that.
Oh, you got caught. And it didn't go through another window.
We were fired the second day of that game.
Second day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS with the first job that you were fired from.
Me? Misled you. I've only been fired once.
Son of a bitch. Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, because you quit.
Yeah, I'm old, man. Okay. I just quit jobs left and right.
But we're not looking for that.
No, exactly.
We're looking for you. Yeah. We're fired. What's the one job you were fired
for? That last one.
Oh.
Yeah, just over there at FM. They decided to let a lot of people go. I'm like, go to hell. I made this format.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah, I didn't have a great time with them
but
either.
Then we watched then we watched La Brea, and we saw that building come down. That was kind of fun.
Correct. Yes, that is true. So, 818-955-KLOS. You've not been fired ever.
Just that lot. No.
Isn't just that one.
Yeah, but I before quit so many,
well,
so
you quit
many times.
Because you know you're going to get
exactly.
fired.
Oh, exactly. Sure, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, 100%, dude.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
not dumber. Kidding, I'm just like, I'll stick around. This job forever, even though I'm playing baseball upstairs in an apartment with a 2x4. What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing.
So 818-955-KLOS, the first job you were fired from.
Yeah, let's hear the story behind that.
The very first time. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the first job that you ever got fired from. You have one?
I got fired.
The first job you were fired from, yes.
Yeah, I got fired from Kmart Automotive. I was the mechanic there.
Mm-hmm.
I changed the oil, and I forgot to put the oil back in it.
Wow.
We parked the car, and I came back a couple of days later, and I got fired for stupidity and negligence.
I mean, that's what they called mine, too, so you're in good company.
So you just emptied it out, and then you're like, there you go, you're good to go, have a nice day.
Well, I was high on angel dust.
All right. That'll do her.
All right.
A little dab will do you.
Good
Thanks,
enough.
Man.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling. Hey!
Hello?
I was fired as I was a lifeguard, and I got fired because I got in a fight with another one of the lifeguards, and I ended up being the head lifeguard's son. And then a month later, I found out that the guy who fired me was having an affair with one of the younger lifeguards. So the guy that fired me, he ended up like being the bad guy altogether. So,
but you were still fired.
Yes, basically, I was still fired.
Do you ever hang out at that beach now? Do you go there? Did you like afterwards and still go to that
Never.
Beach? Yeah. It's weird.
Like, I drove past it.
Right.
I was like, bummer.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I avoid old workplaces. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, go to hell.
What, do you think they're going to fire you again if you drive by?
Yeah, exactly.
You're still fired.
818-955. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, your first job you were fired from.
We're talking about the very first job that you got fired from. You have that?
I got a DUI in a work truck when I was working out of state.
That seems not ideal.
And they let you go for that? What's wrong with them?
No. Yeah, they let me go. I was on my way back to the hotel. And I really wanted some Whataburger. And everybody says it's better than In-N-Out. So when I turned back to go get the Whataburger, my headlights were off. And they pulled me over for drinking and driving.
All right, you did the wrong thing. But that's heresy, that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I wanted to go find out.
What a freaking burger. That's what we used to call
ridiculous.
It, except we didn't call it freaking. But they did have really good shakes. What was your final decision? Is Whataburger better than In-N-Out?
I never got to try it, but it cost me a DUI, so F Whataburger.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Strangely, our answer as well. 818-955, KLOS, the first job that you got fired from. Talking about you got fired, the first job that you were fired from. You have that?
Yes, 1976, I was 16, flipping burgers, and I went to the bathroom, sat on the toilet, and lit up a cigarette. When I came out, the boss pulled me aside and said, why are you smoking marijuana in the bathroom there? I was gone.
Well, why not, man? Where am I supposed to smoke it in the kitchen? Am I supposed to smoke it on the roof?
I mean, sort of, you should have been fired, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I guess.
Fluffo could relate to that, too, you know.
Yeah, man. Totally.
Of course. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, so thanks for holding. You were telling us that you had been fired from a chicken place. When was this, your first job?
1969. First job I ever had out of high school. And that was back when you used to cook it in the pressure cookers and everything. Well, my boss was a nice guy. He taught me how to do it. And all of a sudden, after 2 weeks, he said, you got it down. Well, they decided to have a sale on chicken. I went to work without him. Mm-hmm. And I was so overwhelmed. I had 10 pressure cookers going. I was stoned. You know, it was a cush job, I thought. Anyways, all these people waiting for their chicken, I just said, F it. I'm not doing it, you know. So I walked out with all the pressure cookers going and everything else. I called my boss, and he ended up calling my parents.
Did any of the pressure cookers explode?
On a high school thing, he fired my ass.
He should have. Yeah. You walked out.
Did any of the pressure cookers
out.
Explode?
There was like 10
it's
or 12
gonna
pressure
no,
cookers
it's never
going.
Happen.
I couldn't function. I'm thinking, holy shit. You got to dump the oil and all the old style.
Right,
you
right
know?
On. Well, I think we're...
So I just said,
all right, listen, we got
to
go.
The pressures explode.
I went up to the girl.
I'm wondering if anything...
Exploded?
Exploded.
Did something explode?
So they had the sign for me to go. So anyways...
All right, listen,
thanks for calling,
go.
Man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this was like 3 years ago, and I was at the company for almost 12 years, and they fired me because I was trying to stop a shoplifter.
Yeah, that is really unpopular now. You're not supposed to do that as an employee.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Why?
Yep.
Yeah, so how did you try to, what were they doing? What were they stealing and et cetera?
I was working for a retail liquor store, and they were trying to steal cartloads of alcohol.
Cartloads?
And you were like,
yeah, they were
stop
like
that.
Running out.
Wow. And then how?
Were you able to stop them?
Yeah.
No.
But then they got mad at you for trying to save some of the stuff. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and then they tried to fight my my unemployment, and it was just a big mess.
It sounds like a lovely company.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, next time, just let them cart it away, I guess.
Yeah, everybody just steal liquor. It's fine.
You go back and steal liquor.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they have to let you do it.
Right?
Just all the good high-end wine. Yep.
Yeah. Just take the cash register, too, while you're at it.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. KLOS, hello. First job you were fired from.
It was 1978. I was installing stereo systems for a company, and it was a slow day, and they said to go out and start picking up cigarette butts in the parking lot.
Ugh.
I didn't smoke, and I said, there's no way.
Right.
They said, you're fired, and that was on Friday. I was working at where I've been working ever since then on Monday.
Well, so that didn't hurt you at all.
Not a bit. In fact, it was a good thing that happened.
Yeah, right. Good.
Yeah. You gotta draw a line. There has to be a line, even as an employee, even if you need
cigarette
a job.
Butts?
Yeah, cigarette. I mean, whatever it is, whatever your line is, you know, you just gotta draw that line and keep to it. Thanks for calling, man.
My line was cigarette.
Yeah, right, it was butts.
Butts.
No butts for you,
right?
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS. Hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. The first job you were ever fired from.
It's not only the first job, but the second, third, at least fourth or fifth. I kept getting hired and refired, or refired and hired, however we're going to look at it. It was, yeah.
It Why?
Was as a result of me being a drunk and a stoner.
Ah, wait, so that's a problem? Uh-oh, that's
not
good news.
I didn't think so, and that we had an ideological difference. That was the issue.
Yeah, it can cause serious problems to serious, clearly, but yeah.
Yeah, it did, but what caused my employer even more problems was he didn't have anyone that could do the job better than me, so he had to keep rehiring me.
Yeah.
This went on for years.
Wow. And where are you at now? Are you all cleaned up and all that?
Well, you know, I haven't had a drink in 10 years. And
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, there was applause at the end of that.
Nice. Yeah.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to check out your LA Kings as they face the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night at Staples Center.
Very cool.
You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets, or you can call right now, be the 13th caller at 818-955-KLOS.
Are we going to play?
Yeah, we're going to take your call, and then everybody after you, we're going to play hockey player or vodka. Hockey
nice.
Player or vodka.
Yeah, I love this game.
We did it once before. It worked quite well.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable.
So we're just going to give you one word, and you have to tell us if it's a hockey player or a vodka brand. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time to play hockey player or vodka.
Hockey player or vodka.
KLOS, who's this?
Juan,
you're caller 13. You get to play the game, hockey or vodka.
Sweet.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's the... and again...
Yeah.
I'm not great at saying foreign names.
That's, I don't know that I agree with that, sir. I think you're amazing at it. It's as though.
Varlamov. Sorry. Varlamov.
Varlamov. Is that a hockey player or a vodka, sir?
That's a hockey player.
That is a hockey player.
Nice.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nice. All right. What's his name?
Put on hold. Juan, right?
Juan, okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and we might come back, and Kevin will throw things in the air and figure out who wins ultimately.
It's a drawing. It's just a drawing.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hart.
Tiffany, do you want to go to the Kings game?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Are you ready to play hockey or vodka?
Am I really chosen to play this?
Yeah. Out of millions.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, look, the honest truth is you got a 50-50 chance, even if you don't know.
That's true.
Okay, that's good, because I don't know many players. What? Names, so I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Luke Sawawa.
Luke Sawawa? Is that a hockey player or a vodka?
Sawawa.
Luke Sawawa. Sounds like a dog's name.
Oh, gosh. Luke Sawawa. I'm going to go with vodka.
You are correct.
Yay!
Nicely done.
Wow. Nice.
Just a stab in the dark. I like it.
Yeah. Hold on. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
My name is Kirk.
Kirk, are you ready to play hockey or vodka?
I absolutely am.
All right. Sobieski. Sobieski.
That has to be. That's a hockey player.
That is a vodka.
Oh, huh. I totally thought that would be a hockey player, too. Well, thanks for playing, dude.
Well, you wouldn't get the tickets,
I guess,
would you?
I wouldn't have. And tell everybody about the tickets, when the game is and where they can get tickets.
Yes, tomorrow night, and they play the Blues, and you can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets.
Or
you can win them. What's your name?
Gina.
Gina, are you ready to play hockey or vodka?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can get this right. Voryabayev. Voryabayev.
I'm not even going to try and pronounce that one.
Because I nailed
vodka.
It.
Vodka?
I'm sorry, that's hockey.
Oh.
Sorry. His first name is Dimitri.
Oh, thank Dimitri. His mom's going to be so upset.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, are you ready to play hockey or vodka?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think this is the last one, probably.
Okay. Then,
yeah, so.
So the one word is Zubrowka.
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 That's from Young Frankenstein, isn't it?
Nay! I do not believe so.
No? Okay. Frau Brugger.
You're not helping.
No, sorry.
Hockey player or vodka?
Zubrowka. That's some type of, sounds Russian to me. I'll say vodka.
They actually all are Russian.
They are all Russian. And yes, that's vodka.
Oh, correct. Nice. All right.
So you hold
so
on.
Now, yeah, then we got three people that have all gotten the right ones. And Kevin here is going to
mix them all up.
And we're going to put everybody on as we find out who actually won. Kevin, who won?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
She won with a total guess.
Total guess, Tiffany. Well done, Tiffany. There's a couple gentlemen on the line who might like to go to the game with you.
Yes. I haven't been to a Kings game in forever. Thank you so much.
It's so fun. Four tickets to check out the LA Kings as they face St. Louis Blues tomorrow night at Staples Center. Sorry, dude.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Okay.
But congratulations, Tiffany.
Yes.
Have fun, Tiffany.
All right, take it easy, dude. You're bringing
us all down.
Hold on. Don't go away, Tiffany. And guys, thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have an anonymous caller on the line who helps us understand everything that is internet.
Yes.
Based.
All the weird stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
So Facebook changed its name to Meta.
Mm-hmm. Meta World Peace?
No.
Oh.
And then I started hearing about the Metaverse,
which
supposedly is going to be the next version of the internet.
Yeah, so that way they'll be making a lot more money. All this free sharing stuff will probably go away. At least that's my guess. We have the great goddess Diana on the phone.
That's his nickname
that's
for
what
today.
We're going for today. Is that okay with you, that name?
Yeah, absolutely fine. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Explain the Metaverse to
us. Yeah, is this like some sort of way of shutting down free exchange of stuff? Or am I just paranoid?
Yeah, so what Facebook is pretty much doing, they're rebranding themselves as Meta, right, like you mentioned. They're doing this to build the Metaverse out. And what they want to do is build a virtual reality world where you can go inside of and have your social interactions, your gaming, or even, for like many of your listeners, probably smoke a bowl virtually with Sluggo.
Nice.
All right.
So wait, I'm starting to think I'm just being paranoid.
Now we're good. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Well, I need some more weed then. That'll help.
It's kind of like, do you remember that episode of The Office where Dwight was playing Second Life and everything was the same as his current life, except he could fly?
Yes.
It's kind of the same idea here, except rather than watching a screen, you're going to put on a pair of glasses or the Oculus, and you're involved. You're actually inside of that world.
Man, dude, I got to tell you, I remember talking about virtual reality in 1993 or something, and I was like, it's right around the corner as well. You know, the whole, are we really any closer to it or what?
Yeah, I remember those days with the old Mario games that were like supposedly VR. Yeah, so they're saying it's going to be built out in a couple years still, but they're pouring like $10 billion into it. But from what I understand, it sounds like Microsoft, Apple, and Google are all on board with this Metaverse, so they're going to be creating apps for it as well. So it looks like it's actually going to happen.
So
it's just going to be interesting to see how they're going to expand the virtual reality to everybody, and whether there's going to be sunglasses like the new Ray-Bans that they just came out with today, Facebook did. Are
those the ones that you can record video with?
Yes. Yeah, they're about like $300 or $400. And yeah, you can record video and it sends it straight to your phone and uploads it to Instagram or Facebook.
Well, I don't see any problem with that.
That'll be fine, just like Facebook Live. That was never caused problems.
So Facebook changing their name to Meta was not just changing to a dumb name. They're actually starting the next version of what the internet's going to be. Hopefully for them.
Yeah, it's pretty much their parent company name. It's similar to what Google did back in 2015 when they created Alphabet. It's just Meta is going to be their parent company with Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Everything is going to live underneath it, including this metaverse. And so none of the names are going to change. None of the functions going to change at all. But I think they're just naming it Meta to get away from using Facebook as like their go-to name with all the privacy issues.
Right. And, sure.
Whistleblower.
Hey, we don't have any whistleblowers or privacy issues. Our name is Meta. It's not Facebook.
We don't even know who they
exactly.
are.
Well, exactly. Great goddess exactly. Diana. Are we all going to have to wear glasses and is it going to be expensive or is there going to come a time soon when we can actually interact with the internet without that?
I think that's wishful drinking right there.
Yeah, I think you're going to probably need glasses or they have their Oculus goggles, I guess you could say.
Those
as well.
Those are huge.
I think you're going to need those for that.
Yeah.
So they're from what I've seen, they're switching it to these like Ray-Ban types of glasses now that you'll be wearing.
Right.
Instead to be a part of this metaverse. And yeah, you will need them. They're probably going to be up there in price. I've heard some places where if you work for a certain company, they may provide them to you so that way you can interact with your coworkers in regular conference rooms and whatnot.
Now, let me ask you, how are they going to turn this into where the real money is and make it all about sex? How is that going to work? Do you know? Have you heard any rumblings?
I have. So I've heard that once you're in this metaverse, you're going to see advertising just like you would do in the regular streets. You'll see the stores that you can purchase items from. There's talks about cryptocurrency that Facebook is creating that you can spend within this metaverse. Even people like influencers wearing special brands of clothes or just company names on like their outfits will be forms of advertising that they'll sell through this metaverse.
Wow. All right, I have one.
That's how they're going to make their money.
I have one more question for you, and that is like Xbox games you can't play on PlayStation, that kind of stuff. Is that going to change?
I don't think that's going to change. They're going to create their own gaming systems for this metaverse.
Oh,
right.
I see.
Right, right.
So they'll still try and keep it exclusive so that you have to go with that company to play that game.
Right, unless something that Microsoft does where they do something with Xbox where they move back into the metaverse, then I could see that happening. But for Facebook itself, they're going to have people creating games and apps.
How long until most of us are interacting with the metaverse, would you guess?
I would guess 5 to 7 years.
That's a while. Huh.
Okay. I'll be dead. Yeah, by yeah. I don't care.
Wait, you're already dead.
I'll be dead.
Well, great goddess Diana.
Develop everything,
We appreciate your input all the time, man.
Anytime.
Thank you, great.
Yeah. Balloons. They're saying the jetpack guy that's been flying around LAX. No, pilots are not seeing a guy with a jetpack. It's probably balloons. Weather balloons.
They
UFOs.
Stole that. They stole that from 1949, was it?
Yeah, something like that. Come on.
Have you ever gotten on a freeway just after an accident? And it's just been,
you have 5 open lanes.
I had the freeway to myself today.
Oh, isn't that a fabulous thing?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, I hope no one was injured.
Right, exactly.
I hope maybe they were just picking something up and they stopped
often
temporarily.
Happens,
but wow.
It's so weird, isn't it?
I changed lanes and I didn't even look.
La-di-da.
All right, this scares me a little bit, though, and I want to know if you think this would work in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because traffic here is a problem.
What?
Ann Arbor, Michigan is where the story comes out of. Robot food delivery is no longer the stuff of science fiction. Apparently, hundreds of little robots, knee-high.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, you can't see them.
Oh, out on the road. True.
Anywhere.
Okay.
It says that they're able to hold around 4 large pizzas. And are now navigating college campuses and even some city sidewalks in the U.S. and the U.K. and elsewhere.
Now, I've seen some actually here in Los Angeles. They deliver booze and stuff. Yeah, like weird. Yeah.
Now they're getting somewhere.
Like mostly, I can't remember where, but here in town, they are going around and I'm just so fascinated by them. It's so the future.
Too.
It's so cool.
There's a company named Starship and they have more than 1,000 robots in their fleet
from
250 in 2019. Hundreds more will be deployed soon. They're delivering food on 20 U.S. campuses. 25 more will be added soon.
Very cool.
And they're also operating on sidewalks in England, in Modesto, California, in Estonia. But it shows a picture of one of those little knee-high robots crossing at an intersection in the crosswalk.
Excuse me, don't run me down. I'm coming through with some pizza.
Who? I mean, people are endangered in crosswalks. This thing is knee high. Who's going to see this?
Yeah, I mean, like,
this is going to cause, is it possible in Los Angeles?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it possible that this could work?
That, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Or would we be like maybe one of the last cities?
Well, I don't know. They are trying it. I know it is out there. There are ones already here in Los Angeles. I think it's a different company. But yeah, it seems like, yeah. How much more so New York? Can you imagine?
Same. No, I can't. I can't imagine New York, Chicago, L.A.
Yeah. It'd be destroyed by an angry cab driver within the first 30 seconds.
Maybe even San Francisco. It's just, it would be a nightmare here, I think.
Yeah.
It's knee high, which is insanely small.
Yeah, it is.
People are on their phones. They can't see other cars.
Cutting their bangs. Remember some woman was cutting her bangs while driving on the freeway?
I just don't see this working here. Yeah. I can't imagine that it will.
But the question would be,
will it work here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I be happy about it?
Yeah.
If it worked without causing accidents,
right. So you're up for it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's not that I don't want it to work. But people here look at their phones a lot.
Yeah.
It turns out.
Yeah.
And might not see a knee-high robot.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. At least when nobody gets hurt, just the robot.
Well, cars.
Well, that's true.
There are people in cars now.
And number five is alive. You don't want to kill it.
That's correct. Yeah, yes. That's sad. So 818-955-KLOS if you think this might work in Los Angeles.
And would you want to have something delivered by a robot as opposed to a human? You don't have to deal with a human. Yeah, me either.
I don't mind that at all.
I don't like taking the jobs away from
people.
Apparently
you just put, agreed. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But apparently you just type in a code into your phone.
Yeah.
And then it unlocks and you walk out and you get the pizza.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right. So would it work here is the question. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about these delivery robots, would they possibly work in Los Angeles?
These mini knee-high robots, dude.
Right.
I'm a bartender. I'm in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. All I'm asking one question. It's like, when does it start and where are they going to be? Because I'll have free pizza all day long.
I know. I was kind of thinking that.
That sort of is the thought, isn't
it? Yeah. It's like, what's it going to do? Beep angrily at you? Shoot lasers?
Please give me location and I will feed my family.
So keep an eyeball out there for a robot you can rob. That's just sad.
That's a great idea. I mean, robot. That's an awful idea.
Right?
How dare you? Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, delivery robots?
Yay or nay?
I'd say nay, man. Those guys aren't paying taxes, and I am.
Lousy little robots.
That's a good point.
And they're going to take over the world.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm an electrician, man, and I'm out there doing my job.
Right.
And I pay tax, and I see all these people going to a self-checkout. Who's paying the taxes on that?
I don't have the answer for you.
Right?
Yeah. I get what you're saying is it's going to replace people's jobs.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, no, not the jobs, the taxes.
The taxes, right. Okay. All right.
That means that company has free employment for one machine.
Agreed.
It's very angry.
Very passionate.
I mean, I don't like people who don't pay taxes because I do. And sometimes they're officials and they just don't pay any taxes.
Agreed.
And they think it's okay. But other than that, I'm not angry at all. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi,
my name's Akash. I was listening to you guys on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robots.
Yeah.
I think robots would work in LA if they attach like an antenna with like a flag that's like a...
Oh, that makes sense. So that it's higher than a person even.
Right, you can see the flag like you do little kids with their bikes oftentimes.
That's a great idea.
A very good idea. Right on.
Awesome. I like it.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling. Good idea. There you go.
KLOS, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
I've seen those robots in Santa Monica.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever had anything delivered to you with a robot?
No, because I live in the valley, so they haven't sent me.
Right. Oh, I see.
Like, oh my God, you live in the valley? That is so bitchin'. It's totally tubular.
Do you fear any kind of traffic accident from them?
No.
Do you fear them taking over the world?
I know.
Skynet!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. The KLOS high-low game is on now, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,200.
Dang.
So if you give me caller 13 right now, the last guess was 27, which was too low.
Too low.
You can play that game, and you can win Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets as well. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, we got Moses on the phone. Greetings, Moses. How are you, Sir Moses? How are you?
Hello. Doing great.
So you guessed 66 on our precious little high-low contest.
Yes, I did.
And Kevin, what is that?
That is too high.
Too high.
Too high.
Have you ever been too high before, Moses?
Oh, time or two.
Well, the good news is you are going to go. It's one of those kind of slow grow on you. I like that more every time I hear it. Pop Evil is who that is. It's called Survivor on KLOS.
And it's Kevin and Sligo. It's time for What We Learned.
What did we learn today, man?
A large spider native to East Asia has spun its thick golden death webs all over northern Georgia this year. It's in the United States, so that's great.
Don't care for that. You're saying they're 10 feet deep? The webs?
Yeah, the webs are 10 feet deep.
Nope. That's horrifying.
I feel like you could catch a horse in that.
Yeah, right?
It would take it a long time, but...
But, you know.
Male adult breastfeeding is a thing, and it's exactly what you think it is.
Good to know, mm-hmm. question mark.
And we talked to a bunch of...